You're probably right.
Gordon, I think that is your appointment to the NACO steering committee, if it is, I'll get a press release written up for it.
Oh, wow, really?
I think, well, it's a appointment, check, see, I didn't open it, but I believe that appointed you to the task force for NACO. Ladies and gentlemen, we're beginning a little bit late this morning. We do not have a formal agenda this morning because there was not that much business that we need to transact. We do have, as a guest this morning, Fred Creasy, the executive director of the Kentucky Association of Counties. Fred was down last night to meet with the Area Development District on some new legislation that came out of the last session and some things that CAECO is working on now for the next session. Fred, you might want to give them just a little summary of what y'all are working on now in terms of the next session. How that we could have one thing we Fred and I both are going to be hitting on hard in the next few months that y'all are already working on, and that's the election of Bob Altemeyer as fourth vice president of NACO in 1981. And in order to do that, we have got to get as many counties as we can in the state as NACO members. So anytime you're talking to some squires from some of the other counties, magistrates and commissioners, if they're not members of NACO, encourage them. The reservations for CAECO have been made in your bag already, so we'll all be working.
Whereabouts?
In the high rise. If we don't get in the high rise, Janet's already taken care of that. I told him you didn't want to stay at the Graves County line this time.
We did what?
Up in a little motel.
Well, Fred, if you want to just give them a little summary of what y'all are working on now and what you think's important.
Okay, well, first of all, Judge, we're working very close with the county special district general committee. Joining our committee is the Senate and the House are jointly very active in a subcommittee on the finance that will be conducting hearings all over the state probably in the next year. And they will be in this area, they'll be in all areas, and we'll notify you. And they want a better understanding, because we've been preaching that House Bill 44 is one of the things that's killing us, because we have responsibilities out here, but we have no authority to increase our revenue in any way. So one of the things we want to be looking so closely at is House Bill 44. I don't think that there will be repeal. I'm not naive enough to think that there will ever be repeal, but I do feel like it can be modified. Two things that I think can really happen that would help us is adjusting the 4% to the consumer price index or rate of inflation or something like that, or even if you'll just raise it to 7 or 8%, it would help. Another thing is, I think that we will be asking to adjust it right now. In order to have a referendum, you have to have 10% of the voters that were in the voted in the last presidential election, and I think that's very, very low. I think you get 10% of anything, so we're going to be asking to raise that. We'll probably be asking to raise that to 50%. If we can compromise somewhere 35-40%, and then we'll be better off. And that way, if that many people do protest, well, then they probably have a valid reason. But right now, we feel like we're getting 10 people signed a petition to do anything. So that's one of the things that we're looking at. And another thing that I'm working very closely with Senator Maloney on, and I think the press would be interested in this, is the high cost of mandated advertising. We are spending, right now, we estimate that we're spending, county governments alone, we're spending 48 cents per capita on mandated advertising in local news. We feel like that cost is too high, and we'll be sending out some surveys for you, and we're not, Senator Maloney is already, you know, he was one of our staunch enemies there in the last session. I don't say enemies, but he was one of our
able adversary.
Yeah, right, okay. And don't fret that he was our enemy, please. We are working very closely together. He's already announced to the Press Association where he's coming from. Everything's above board. We're not sneaking around. He said, this is where we're coming from. CAECO feels like it's costing the county government 48 cents per capita. And we're going to take a hard look at that and see if we can lower the price of mandated advertising. We'll be sending out some information and asking you to participate in that. talked about the road money, I don't know how yours is, but it's under projections all over the state. Jail money is under projections all over the state. What the reason is, I don't know, but we're, that's part of that, I really don't have any idea. EMS money, supposedly, according to what the ad told me last night, it's frozen. Area development funds, Mike can tell you that they're trying hard to change the reg, but it hasn't, they haven't accomplished anything. And Mike and I have been into Frankfurt, Mike's been there about three times, I guess, Mike, the last month, and, you know, just on these issues alone. And we've been over to see the Jim King over at the governor's office. He has told us that we would be happy with area development fund regulations when it came out, so we have to lead in that. We understand that the assessment rate, state assessment rate is going to be set probably in another week. So we'll be tax bill from out there. You haven't certified here, have you?
We haven't certified.
Yeah, you haven't certified.
We hadn't set a rate, but we haven't certified.
And it looks like we have temporarily won the battle of the PBA expense funds. Mike, we went over it, we had a knockdown drag out with the Commissioner Alton and the Department of Revenue, and he has at least temporarily said that you can go on and pay your PBA's expenses as he presents his claims to you. So that's about all I know is happening right now. Do you think anything I've left out?
No, I'd just expand a little bit on what Fred mentioned about the PVA expenses, and I don't know if I mentioned this to the court before or not, but the new Commissioner of Revenue, Commissioner Alton, sent down an epistle saying that we would send that money to the state. What we get a projected figure every year from the Department of Revenue telling us how much to budget for the PVA. This year it was $14,000 so many dollars. Of that, in the last 7 years since I've been here, Weldon has never spent over half of his allocation. Weldon doesn't gouge us. He's very, he just charges us the actual expenses. He doesn't inflate them, and we've been able to keep half the money to go back into our budget. What Mr. Alton was wanting to do, and what he said he was going to demand that we do, that we send that money to the state, the entire amount, and then they would dole it out to the PVA. And we're assuming what was left over would go to the general fund of the state. So we objected strongly to this. And as Fred said, we met with Commissioner Alton last Monday. It wasn't the most pleasant meeting I've ever been in, but I do think we accomplished a few things. We did let Mr. Alton know that the only way he would get the money from this county, from Pendleton County, and from Montgomery County, those are the three judges represented, and we were speaking for the entire state, would be with a court order. Gave us that court order, we immediately planned to take them into court and sue them. So we think we reached a compromise that was favorable to all of us. We didn't reach an agreement on all the issues that that were in question at that meeting. It was a rather lengthy meeting. Jim King, the governor's chief of staff, spent quite a bit of time with us. And we feel like we accomplished some of the things we went after. Some of them are still kind of holding pattern. The Air Development Fund, we are asking that we be allowed to disperse those funds in the same manner that we have in years past, which is that every county and the purchase area will share in those funds. Everybody gets gets part of the action. Under the new regulations, only those projects with a region-wide impact would be considered. The regulations say that nothing is to be construed as to a equal disbursement of funds between counties. In other words, what we would do, we got so much of it, the city of Benton, the city of Calvert got so much, Callaway County got so much, the city of Murray, the city of Hazel got so much. We divided equally among all of the cities and counties in the 8-county purchase area. Others did the same. Northern Kentucky had Elizabethtown, Lincoln Trail, I believe that is. We're doing the same thing. We had another meeting on that last night over in Mayfield. Linda Horton and Ralph Coldiron from the Department of Local Government were down, and we said the same thing to those people. The last thing Jim King told us that it would be taken care of, would be allowed to do what we've been doing in the past. Cold Iron says that word has not filtered over to DLG as of yet, and the regulations are now with Secretary Atkins, awaiting his approval or any changes that he might make. So we're kind of in a big circle on this thing right now, but the Air Development Fund is important to us because although maybe it's not that much money, it's a pot of money that we could depend on each year to put on special projects, such as our senior citizens' buildings, such as Guppy last year bought equipment with his, and Guppy said it was used to save lives in Ballard County. He bought a truck to gravel roads with, and he said if he hadn't have done it, people of Ballard County was going to hang him, so he figured it saved a life. But EMS, you can use those. They give you a lot of discretion the way we did have it. We could do with it where we thought our need was, and they're wanting to change it. Not to say that they're, you know, out to get us or anything. They just feel like, as Mayor Henley put it last night, they know better how we need to spend our money than we know how we need to spend our money. And, of course, we differ with that philosophy.
Mike, I might add a couple of places that I've just been working on. If you were on the jail task force, we haven't given up on jail yet. Mike is on the jail task force meeting in the end of next week. This is very important to the other side of that. And, of course, special districts is something else we're working on. We've got to have special districts legislation. We're losing about $10 million a year in revenue sharing funds, not having special district legislation. These people out here running wild. Have to bring the special district under the jurisdiction of this court, and it didn't work any other way. So libraries just don't have to live with it. We're getting that word out. We got pretty good say and we didn't get hurt too badly. In fact, we got hurt less last time than we've ever been hurt before. And that's simply because people out here are doing their job with the legislature, doing it all over the state. We can send out now, we can send out a legislative alert, or we can send out something to the legislators and tell them this is what your county is wanting. We're getting their votes, and we're picking up a majority, and it's working because you're making it work. So I'll say you more.
Gentleman Sheriff Halton just walked in. I'm sure he has a request for the court.
I'm looking pretty good. You got up.
Fred, winter's coming on, buddy.
Let me tell you something, Fred. He's got these big tears rolling down his cheeks. Boys' uniforms are all worn out.
Don't print that.
No, don't print it. It's a good thing. So anyway, you know, them tears tears me up, you know, so we all agree he needs to get around. So they go out the car before the ink even gets dry on the order and change his new uniform before the boss. Can't think about that.
Oh,
that's right.
Gentlemen, in the way of correspondence, we have some correspondence from the Department of Local Government. I did write a letter to Governor Brown, Secretary Townsend, and to Wibby Pratt when we were informed that the Air Development Fund was in trouble and they might do away with it. So Commissioner Pratt writes us back that, "Dear Judge Miller, I am responding to your recent letter to Governor Brown expressing concern over the possible loss of the Air Development Fund program due to the Commonwealth's budget deficit. I'm sure I speak for Governor Brown as well as myself in saying we recognize and appreciate how valuable air development funds have been to cities and counties throughout the state and are aware the air development funds have brought federal development dollars into the state which otherwise would not have been available. I feel confident every effort will be made to retain air development funds. Sincerely, Wilbur Pratt." Since then, we have found out it looks like we are going to be able to preserve the air development fund. In what manner, at this point, we don't know. I have some more correspondence from the Department of Transportation. "Please find attached copies of structural inventory and appraisal re-inspection sheets for Marshall County. Attached, you will find a list of bridges that should be closed. You will also find an attached list of bridges that should be posted as recommended by consulting engineers Johnson, Depp, and Quisenberry of Owensboro on August 13, 1979. As of this inspection, none of the bridges in this county have been posted. Well, I beg to differ with them. They have been posted, many of them, but the signs have been thrown in the creeks, rivers, taken off. You know, we put up a posted limit sign and they tear them off. But John, here is the list. Those that are recommended to be closed, Soldier Creek Road, Brazil School Road, Sharp Calvert City Road.
How about Soldier Creek Church Road?
I don't know which one we're talking about. Maybe that one's already out.
That's old car and bridge, the one we pulled the slab, I guess, from that field.
Oh.
No, that's Duncan Creek there.
I don't see that, Jim.
But these need to be given attention at least when you put a load limit on them, make you a note of it and record it. So that if they are thrown away, I still don't think that would protect us, but.
It's an effort anyway.
Hello, Howard.
What we might consider doing, Judge, is run a notice and paper.
That's it. You're going to have to move out there with us on that farm, then we'll get a rain.
You mentioned running the paper. Would that legally protect us on other bridges?
On the bridges that we've posted, if we run a notice.
That they have been posted.
That they have been posted, it's something, because these posting signs are torn off.
You're right.
It's not much, but it's something.
Tom, do you have something you want to approach court about?
Envelope and tax bill, that although I don't think we're going to get the tax bill, but we do need to get the envelope. I got two bids and I advertised it. I want to get Mac Printing 2443 and Lake Printers of 2160 per thousand. I need, of course, approval of design, so we need to get them.
Well, the parent low bidder then is Lake Printers.
Right.
Is that the recommendation of your office?
Yes, it is.
We have a recommendation from Sheriff Halton that we accept the low bid of Lake Printers for envelopes in which to send out the tax bills, about 17,000 of them. Do I hear a motion?
I'm not going.
Second. We have a motion by Harvey Devine, second by Wayne Lovett, that we accept the recommendation of the Sheriff's Office and accept the apparent low bid of Lake Printers. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion carries. Dan, give it to Dan. All right, gentlemen, in the way of correspondence, I have from Bill Ferris. Bill is the owner of Marywood East Subdivision, out in the Marywood Subdivision in the city of Benton. This particular part of the subdivision has not been annexed yet into the city. Now, what they are requesting, and Joe Tom, you need to hear this too, the people of this new section there of Marywood East Subdivision are not yet in the corporate limits of Benton. They probably will be in 6 months to a year, but they are requesting county maintenance and protection for Marywood East Subdivision until such time as the city annexes said property. I don't know how far along they are on the annexation, but Bill seems to think it won't be long till the city takes it in. Some of the owners of the homes out in there are a little bit concerned as to who do they call if they have disturbances or who do they call if they have break-ins. It would be the sheriff's office, I suppose, until such time as it's brought in to the city limits. So I have not been out to look at the streets. I don't know whether they're paved, whether they're gravel.
Mike Lemon, can I say something along this, who they're going to call? We're going to the September the 3rd, we're going to the Central Dispatch, which I think is going to be a great advantage to both the city and the county, in that you'll have one number to call to. That's what they needed when we got this grant and got all this new equipment and doing for us. And we'll have one number that you'll call for emergency, whether it be fire, ambulance, etc. And I believe that this is going to work out real good. But we're going through that September the 3rd. I believe that's right in January, September the 3rd.
Well, I want to give this.
We're going to have an educational program on the radio station
Gentlemen, I, for the purpose of getting this before the court, I think we need to have John go out and look at the streets and then report back to us to see whether or not they would fall under the guidelines of our home rule ordinance of 1975 to see if we could take the streets in for maintenance. And then in the meantime, I'll be checking with the mayor to see what plans they have to annex this particular section. I reckon the rest of Marywood is inside the corporate limits of that. Okay. John, if you'd...
I wonder where that land ends there, John.
Check those streets and get us back.
Oh.
Well, I can't tell you. I can show you.
You know where Little Pace lives up there?
Willie Pace.
Is he in the county there?
Goes to Bob Ross.
Well, that's Blacktop long there to his place there. I just wondered. It is.
Yeah.
It's a
little strip
of
the
long
that
path.
It's ours.
You can add city sewers and all along there.
That's right.
His
place.
I guess
it goes up there to his house.
He's got the last one.
Gentlemen, last week, I believe it was last week, Irv Crean and Ed Logsdon of the Kentucky Timber Bridge Company came down and looked at a couple of problem bridges in the county, and they are wanting to be placed on our bid list and will make a formal bid. We have a notice to bidders and I'll read this to you and see if you'd like to place this in the paper so we can, if and when we are able to do any bridge work, we will be ready. Notice to bidders, furnishing of culvert and bridge material for the year 1980. Sealed proposals will be received with the Marshall County Fiscal Court on certain time at Benton, Kentucky, until such time, at which time and place they will be publicly opened and read aloud for the furnishing of culvert and bridge material for the year 1980. Prices will be firmed through December 31, 1980. All bidders shall quote unit prices and quantity discounts which apply to materials which they offer. All bidders shall submit their proposal specifications pertaining to the product which they are bidding, the manner of shipment and delivery time expected. Each bid shall be submitted on the supplier's form, signed in ink, and sealed in an envelope, conspicuously marked culvert and bridge materials in the name of the bidder. The right is reserved to reject any or all proposals or any part thereof, and to make awards in any manner deemed to be in the best interest of Marshall County. This is what Irwin and Maskus use that as a form. If you're in agreement with this, we'll have Dan to get it filled out and place it properly.
I'm in agreement with it. Bubby, you missed
good.
A very exciting trip. We had a quick trip through District 1 and 2, and we visited the south end of the county, seeing the tobacco crops and the cornfields and so on and so forth. Finally they found a bridge, Bubby.
I would have probably gone along.
Finally they found a bridge. It was, you know, kind of
you're
in critical condition.
Ed Nurse and they'd come back and go through your district just for you.
Like I said, Bubby, a quick trip through District 1 and 2 and a half a day in District over here on this side over here.
What Gordon's talking about, I ran a stop sign. We were talking and Ed and Irv and Wayne and Gordon and myself, and we were told we'd just come from the bridge down on partly yours. Well,
yeah,
we did go to part of his district.
Yeah, I say, we covered District 1.
And
we were
out
three,
in Simpsonia Road, and we were there, and I didn't realize we were there. We were just talking about the bridges and what we need to do and the money shortage and everything. All of a sudden, Wayne said, oh, my God. It was too late to hit the brake. I just gunned it. Went right on across. Here was a van coming down the road. Wayne turned about three, just wide as a goat.
He never did have much nerve.
He's coming right towards our side.
Yeah, well, he said, that's my side he was coming on. But it was an enjoyable trip, and
If they hadn't have been that road on the other side, I don't know where we'd have landed.
You know how the trip was going, world, don't you, Bubby?
You'd have made a road on that.
Yeah, all the backer and towing. Yeah. Wayne could stay out of the way.
I tell you, I was very impressed with Irv. I'm impressed with their product. And, they were very professional in how they talked with us about the condition of the bridges and what they would try to do. Now, one of the bridges we looked at, the state gave us a preliminary estimate of $251,000. Now, that was last year. And I talked to B.J. Smith last night, a 60-foot bridge that they had estimated for him at $150,000. They re-estimated it again just a couple of weeks ago at $201,000. So that $251,000 has probably gone up. Irv gave us a preliminary estimate, and he had to go back and work on some figures of about $70,000, one that Gordon threw in there.
I'll tell you what you do. Next time you're talking to Ed, just tell him I said if he'd just go in and build that Sharp and Elbow Bridge, just more or less for example, where we can look at it, then, of course, we'll take a look at it.
We'll be glad to show that bridge to anybody, right? Yeah.
We'll advertise it for him.
Well, they are also
put it paper on.
One thing that Keiko is looking into for us that Fred didn't bring up, and that's some low-interest loan money being made available to counties for projects and equipment. And that's just in the kind of talking stage now, isn't it, Fred?
Well, we have the finalized on the equipment, on equipment lease. We have all that finalized, state in hand, and simple. Of course, one thing about it, it has encouraged the local banks to get competitive, and that's all we wanted anyway. But in case local banks are short on funds and so forth, we do have funds available, and it works out at economics and simple. Legal in respect is to walk away after a year by doubling the payments. In other words, I say walk away. If you've got these equipment out there and after you lease it for a year, say you get it on a 3-year, 4-year, or 5-year lease, well then you can turn it back in. And if done that by your payments are double the first half of the lease period. And of course we'll have that second half of the lease period. But it works out 8.5% simple. It's very competitive. And we've got several banks in cooperation. I put all that together. This month. And of course, another thing that we are looking into is also, and I think we can do this, transfer some of that money over for bridges or material or anything on payment through a loan and so forth if you need it. And another thing that we're looking into is maybe a statewide audit issue that we can now do with new legislation. And we could probably put 40, 50 counties together to load a bond. One county, Marks County, we're talking about bonds that we're going to really get 5% or 5.5% interest on. We'd have to have several $1 million, and one county would need that money. So we'd put 40, 50 counties together, and each one of them has a few $100,000 apiece, and they would bump that portion of the bond right. Then we could come back and it would be feasible. We're also looking at that. But we know you're short on funds. We know the money is really tight. And I don't know any other way to help out other than try to find some available funds. Really, we know we're going to be all right starting July 1st, 1981. I don't think there's any question about getting minimal tax money rolling in and so forth. We'll be all right. But right now, especially we get through the next section of legislature, we're going to be all right. But right now, things are tight. And so this is something that you could retire with this board, with this road money that's coming in. And so that's...
Little though it is. Well, this is something we need to be.
Well, anyway, these fellas, they've got a good bridge project. Their bridge really look good. That is real impressed. Good bridge.
Well, like I said, if you just build one, where you see, yeah, it's going to look better. That would convince you more.
Mike, I might add to that. Irv visited my office first, about a year ago. Came in, and the first thing he said, said, I've got a bridge on a $100,000 bridge would take the Duffy County's 40%. Well, he got my attention, but it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek. And after we got checking it out, by golly, they came, and it is a bridge. And the last, I 100 years. And it's a good product. I'd recommend the product. Not only his, but any of them that are built like his. It's a real good product. We check it out real quick.
Well, I'm sold on the product itself. Really sold on the savings of money.
We have another guest.
Basin Company this morning got a presentation for us on some funding that we might want to consider now that Fred's talking about money, and we'll turn it over to him if you like, Dick.
All right, fine.
I'm Jerry Smith. I'm with Basin Hall of Stewart Shields out of Louisville. I talked to Judge Miller some time ago about trying to get a road tax passed, which didn't pass, and I asked him if he had thought about a bond issue of any type. And he said no. He said that it possibly would be, you know, a few years down the road. I said, well, you know, when you are ready to think of something like that, give me a call and we'll work up something. It's my understanding that you're planning on issuing putting into effect an occupational tax.
No, sir, that went down the tube last November. We had that on the ballot. We put the question on the ballot in the November election of 1979 for a half-cent occupational tax. The voters turned it down, of course, realizing we had the authority just to impose it. We felt like it was in the best interest of the court and the county to put it on the ballot, which we did, right, wrong, or indifferent. But it did fail. And not only did it failed about 3-1. I'm not saying that, you know, from here ever after, the court will not consider that, but I don't think it's the intent of the court at this time to seriously consider. About the only thing we have right now that we have, you know, for sure coming in is some gasoline tax money that is under the new structure of the state, which is, it's already started. It has been reduced 3 times since we were first given an estimate on how much we would receive, the last cut being $30,000. And then the check we got still did not, if you take that multiplied by 12, don't even come out to the figure they gave us after all the reductions. We're still a little bit shy. Of course, we understand this is based on consumption and could go up and down. And, they say gasoline sales were down in July. What we are having to do is take the word of the state board, take what we can get and go on. But it's put a real tight restraint on us as to what we can do. Now Boone County, of course, I know Boone County went into a rather large bond issue. They did it on the strength of an occupation tax that they imposed in Boone County. You know, they're under the new bonding authority that the General Assembly has given us, and we have not had anyone to come down and thoroughly explain just what our options are at this point under the new authority given to us by the General Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We do realize that our authority has been expanded somewhat in the area of bonding. We have not had anyone to come down and thoroughly explain it to us yet. Not to say that we, you know, we wouldn't be interested at some time in the future. I'm discussing a bond issue, but you know, when you're talking about a bond issue, you need to have a little way to repay, payback. And right now, I don't think it would be responsible on our part to even seriously consider a bond issue.
My understanding was you were going to do something such as maybe in Boone County.
We've been very interested in what they were able to do in Boone County. Fox and Roy, I believe, handled that bond issue for them. And George Grady, who is the vice president of Fox and Roy out of Cincinnati, has sent us quite a bit of correspondence, or sent me quite a bit of correspondence on what they were able to do. I've spoken with John Weaver of the Boone County Fiscal Court, and also with Bruce Ferguson. And, of course, we are very interested in what they're able to do. We're very interested in any way that we can improve the roads in this county. But for the same token, right now, we just don't have the money to go into such a program. Legal obligation ends after a year, but your moral obligation and your political obligation, I think, would extend far beyond that.
It'd be political suicide.
Well, it would be suicide for the county if any administration would follow.
We'd never get any money from anybody else.
Right.
We'd
never be able to float on the bond issue. So it would be
I don't at this time, Jerry. Probably in the future I will. But you might. There was a group from Base called. I think it was 2 weeks ago. Was that in regard to this? No, someone called in regard to some building money that was going to become available through the banks.
Yes, that was AJ Warren's.
Okay, and set up a meeting, and then something happened. I'd called bankers and the lending institutions, invited those people in for a meeting, and then they called and canceled it. We had to cancel. I think they are going to get back with us in the future. But I understand that the time frame was a...
That's under grandfather clause, I think, until the end of December this year. If you did want to get under that, the contract would have to be signed sometime between now and December in order to get under the grandfather clause. It also that depends upon what interest rates is. However, they specialize in that, and that's a very technical type of financing that they do. It's basically more, I believe in the city has a different statute from the county because they can rule more, they're more flexible in the city, and they can use the money for existing structures already in Calhoun County, and I think they can only use it for new capital. There's some gray areas in that to try to work out the details on. But it does lend money at about 1%, 1.5%, 2% below prime. So that's where the savings come in.
Well, the reason, you know, you have to have the cooperation with the banks and the lending institutions, and we didn't know whether or not they wanted to go into this type of arrangement, and we just wanted to hear what your people had to say and let the bankers and the lending people decide whether or not they want the fiscal court to authorize such a...
Yes, they have them kind of reschedule the meeting and talk with them, and that way be able to answer all your questions.
Well, since he's already here, Judge, you might ask him what we could do with that big check we got. Might work out something. $21,700.
See how much we could bond on that.
Yeah.
Well, if we pay the repair bill on the dozer, a few other things. So.
I'm beginning to wonder about that.
The thing, check didn't bounce.
They're breaking down.
Check didn't bounce. Then.
Jerry, we, you know, if and when we it's either we might be in a position to talk seriously with you. We'll be in contact, but I think it's, you know, right now, the crunch we're in, there's just no way we can talk about it. But we do appreciate you taking time to come be with us.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you for coming.
Gentlemen, in the area of new business, we have a request from the Aurora Sanitation District pertaining to right-of-way for sewer lines on county right-of-way. We're going to have to extend them. We gave them the authority to use our right-of-way in Aurora in completing this project some time ago, but they have had to make an addition, I believe, on two county roads.
We discussed that at the last meeting on the map that they had given us. I drew this resolution. I've discussed it with the attorney for the Sanitation District, Mike Ward, and he says it's acceptable to the Sanitation District. It sets out by legal description the areas that they want to come in on our right-of-way, and it sets out the things that we talked about before, that they will repair the road right-of-way, repair any damage to the road surface. They'll notify John before they begin to do any work and notify him when they finish it so he can check and see if they've done any damage. And also, if there's any liability or any claims that arise out of it, if they leave a piece of equipment on the right-of-way and somebody hits it and has a wreck, then the Sanitation District will indemnify the county for any liability or claims of any kind. And their attorney says this is acceptable to them. I've drawn a resolution that does that, sets out the areas where they're going to be working, and go from there.
You need a motion on that,
Joe? Yes,
you want. Yeah. I passed it around to the magistrate, and I'll read it real quickly if you want.
I've done read it.
Everybody read it?
I had some calls on it, too. So.
It just does those things that I've set out in it, Judge.
I make a motion to approve it.
All right, the motion is made. We approve the addition to the use of county right-of-way for the Aurora Sanitation District number 1. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? If not, all in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Motion carries.
I wonder if they're about ready to go on that project.
I think so. I talked to Mike this morning.
Who got the contract on that?
He said they're ready to move.
Yeah. Gentlemen, is there other new business come before the court? I have one item. John Roberts has made some property available down by the old Roberts Pontiac building for parking space for anyone, particularly courthouse employees or people that work on the square, to make the parking spaces more available for people that come to town and need to come to the courthouse or to shop. The question James English had, if he leased some of those spaces for his employees, would the court allow him to pay that out of his excess fees? Would the court have any objection to that?
Well, can we legally do it?
Yes, I think we can.
Has he been paying the meter jobs?
No. No.
Well, I didn't know.
Well, we might ask Roger. Roger's question has come up.
Yes, sir.
John Roberts has developed parking spaces. The question James had, could he legally, or would the court allow him to use excess fees to rent a couple of those parking spaces if the court approved it?
This is no problem. This is no problem. AOC is doing this and renting some parking space for their employees in various places, so there's no problem as far as any limitation. He would be able to do that, use his excess fees if the court.
I'll make a motion to do it. We're moving to the square where we have a place to park.
I would say limited to four. How many deputies do you have, Ben?
Just had to cut back and ran out of money. The fees went in.
Kevin cut back and run out of money, and how can you afford to pay parking?
Well, this would line. This, 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 failed to turn back money to the court and elect this fee.
Well, we got some other officers.
Well, it is a fee office. The sheriff is, the sheriff has parking space. The jailer has parking space. He can pull up. And the yard does. So really, that's the only one we have to deal with. The rest of them are state officers. Not state officers.
How much money?
Well, motion by Harvey Devine that we allow the county clerk.
Taking a motion.
If he desires to pay for up to five vans, I mean, W2 cents, up to five parking spaces out of excess fee.
But we're not going to pay for taxes bringing from up there up here.
Okay. We have a motion to second any discussion. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay? Motion carries. Any other new business? Hearing none, moving into old business. Any old business will be brought before court. We're winding down at 10:30.
Well, I might point out personnel moving down. I might point out that on the roads in the Midway subdivision, the litigation in circuit court, I'm going to be getting with the people who live in the Midway subdivision to prepare a petition to bring to the fiscal court to ask that that road be formally adopted into the county road system. Our lawsuit to open the road was dismissed by Judge Laster because we had not taken any formal action to bring it into the road system. I'm going to be preparing a petition for their signature to be bringing it back probably the next fiscal court meeting for action. At the request of Magistrate Devine, we're going to give him some good publicity.
Yeah.
We're going to be we're going to be bringing the Midway roads into the Martha County road system, one that we have maintained in the past.
Mr. Reed, you know, called me, you know, the
Harry
Road, he got it blacked up.
Oh, has he? Okay. I think we've got a petition already on here.
Got everything done, you know.
Get that petition out and bring it in.
Sewers changed, blacktop ready.
I'll make a motion. We have an executive meeting. This is personnel.
Motion for an executive session. Is there a second?
I second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
We'll be in executive session briefly.
Yes, sir. 5 minutes.
I have a couple more things I want to make sure that the news media gets. For the benefit of the press, our dog warden tendered her resignation this morning, effective the 1st of September. And the court has decided to look at a couple options, one through the Humane Society and one through other applicants that we might have for the job as dog warden. Is there any other business that needs to come before the court this morning?
So I'm just happy to have Fred Creasy here to take off.
Now, this is Fred, not the Fred Creasy. The Fred Creasy is the mayor of Seabury. This is just his boy. Now, let's get that straight.
You know,
I want to change the camera with you. I mean, it's not often we have the opportunity to have the executive director, K. Cole, with us. We're planning on having a little parade down in Gilbertville for him after a while. Bubby's going to take him around some of the potholes. We're glad to have Fred with us. Of course, he's welcome at any time.
I tell you,
the executive director of the Judges Association, Ed Logson, is going to be in the county Thursday afternoon and Friday doing some work in regard to the Judges Magazine. And I'm sure Ed won't see all of you because you're around hollering.
Where's he going to be at?
Yeah, he's going to spend the night with me Thursday night and be working.
When's he coming down? What time is he coming down?
He'll be here at about noon. He said he'd try to get here in time for lunch Thursday. And then be here, leave work Thursday afternoon and Friday, and go back to practice Friday afternoon.
You got some kind of ham or something you can cut? No, I thought I might buy a chicken somewhere to sell.
The gentleman Irv is airborne now. He'll be at the airport between 11:45 and 12, and we'll pick him up. no further business, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion and a second. Dan, before we adjourn, when are you going to publish the, or you already got them ready to go publish the tax rate?
Now the hospital district has voted for their full 4%.
Right. And they can get back on the one. A
couple
district
of the special districts. All right. As soon as we can, we might want to call a special meeting too.
They do. Quick.
As soon as possible. As soon as we get those districts to go, we might call everybody
about
in for
ready to set theirs, and we
call everybody in for a special meeting to set our tax rate. Okay. Okay, no further business. We have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned.